Thursday, 4th of February, 2016. This is the Daily Dave, and I am your host, Dave Gareth. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Thursday, another week almost done. How was your week? You ready? You ready for the weekend? Ready to hustle? Ready to take care of business? Ready to spend time with the family? Ready to cram in everything you couldn't do into 2 days? Well, you know, we say we want to do that, and we really want to try. But hey, you know what? Let's make the best out of it, and let's do the best that we can. But that's not what today's all about. Anyway, today it's just kind of a throwback, because if you ever go on Facebook or on Twitter, you see the TT or throwback, the hashtag throwback Thursday or hashtag TT. It's a throwback to something I noticed on Twitter that it's like I hadn't seen in a long time, and I was surprised that it actually happened, and it happened to me. I mean, I'm more sure it continues, it goes out there. It's just lately it's not been the case, and well, that's all right. You know, it happens. It's part of the landscape, and it'll go on. But this throwback thing is following people only to get them to follow you, then unfollowing them. Okay, there must be some phenomena, name for this phenomena, but it does happen. And it was, well, pretty interesting. It was a local to my area realtor, and she followed me just out of the blue. So I was like, well, how does realty tie into what I do, and how does she find me being local? Well, obviously, and then I clicked on my profile on Twitter, and it has the city and the state where I'm at. And I said, well, no wonder. That's how she found me. So no big deal. So I checked out her page, and it was heavily laden with open houses, homes available, listings. There we go, listings, and just about anything and everything that was going on, which was pretty cool. So I was kind of like, wow, not too shabby. I kind of like this. Let me follow along just to see what's out there. You know, I'm not interested at this time, so don't get me wrong. However, I was just interested to see, one, somebody locally following me, and so I did the courtesy of following back. Within 24 hours, I was unfollowed. And how did I notice this? Because it was just, I had some new followers the next day, and I clicked on my followers just to see who was there, and all of a sudden, I didn't see that person's name there. And I was like, well, something must be wrong. So they clicked on following, and that shows a list of who I follow. And yep, sure enough, there she was. I was following her. So I clicked on her, on her account there and her name, and went to her homepage on Twitter. And sure enough, that was it. It just, you know, typically it'll say like in the left hand side. It'll have the photo, the little avatar or icon or image photograph. In this case, it was a caricature of the realtor. And right below it, it had the @ and then the name. And then right below that, immediately to the right of that, it typically says follows you. But that wasn't the case. It was empty there. But I was following because it was in blue. And on the other side of the screen is a little blue button. And it says following. So I was like, well, what's the deal here? Seriously, we're going to play this game. It's 2016 and we're still playing this game. Obviously, somebody just doesn't really understand. Obviously, somebody must have said, you know what? Get yourself a pretty little picture, cute little picture. There we go. And get yourself a Twitter account and start putting all your listings out there. They'll find you. They'll find you if they want you. But get a following, which is great. You know, get yourself a nice photograph or image or caricature or cartoon, whatever. Start putting content that's related to your field, the field you're representing there on Twitter, and they'll come. And she had plenty of tweets. She had a truckload of tweets, so it wasn't anything that she was lacking. And she was following a small number of people, but she had plenty of followers. So it's like, okay, all right, no problem. And it happens, you know. People want to be discriminating on who they follow and who they don't follow. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. I will follow you back. Thank you for following me. But to have it unfollowed, it's like, you know, you start looking at this and it's like, well, what is she trying to project? What is she trying to project? What is she trying to say? What is she trying to do by going around looking for people to follow only to unfollow them after they follow her? Well, you know, it's one of those things that it should have already been addressed. It leads to questions about transparency and authenticity and how genuine she is in her work. And she went out of her way to follow people. So that means she must have seen something interesting, or is it just because I live in the area she serves? Which, after the fact, I say that's the case. But what does that say? What does that say about the individual and their professionalism and their ethics and their morals behind what they do? Oh, they might be of high moral standard. They might be the epitome of ethics when it comes to their business. But as an individual, to go out and search for followers and then follow people and then get new followers from that, and then only just to dump them. And again, this is 2016. There's no more time for that. There's none of that nonsense. Yes, sure, in the early days of Twitter, that was acceptable. That was understood. But as we've grown, we've matured in the use of Twitter. That just doesn't fly anymore. Because again, if you're not going to follow me, why even bother following me? It just makes no sense. Well, listen, how do you feel on that subject? Let me know. Put it down there in the comment section. I'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, I wish you a great evening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.